How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. We're going to talk about generosity today and how to be generous. I was reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul was talking to the Corinthians about how he boasted about how willing they were to be generous and how it was encouraging other people as well. And he went on talking about how if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly, but if you sow generously, you will reap generously. Verse 7, you should do it from the heart and not feel like you are compelled to do it. He talks about how generosity is more than just financial gifts. And most importantly, he talks about how generosity leads to glorifying God. So we're going to talk about generosity today. Before we do, I want to let you know we're part of the CrossPolitik Network. You know about it. Go over to crosspolitik.com. Go be a member. Go get great benefits. Go get great content. Go get blessed. If you haven't become a member, why haven't you yet? Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing with a friend. We're growing week over week, and it's just been such a blessing. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for those who've reached out on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on How to Build a Tent or at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildtent.com. And I love hearing from you guys. So please continue to reach out to me. Give me your ideas, your feedback, your suggestions, your questions, and I'll get back to you. Those of you who have reached out to me, you know I try to get back to you as promptly as I possibly can. I have a super busy schedule, so it might be a little bit, but I do my best to answer all of your emails and your messages and tweets and all that stuff. So I really appreciate you guys reaching out to me. I don't take it for granted. All right. Generosity. It's been a topic over the past couple weeks over the shows, talking about should it be obligation in light of socialism and all this stuff. And I think it would be great to talk about it, like the listener who suggested this, from a business perspective, because I love the opportunities that business gives us to be generous. And the reason I love it is because we have so many ways from a business perspective to be generous besides just giving people money. You know that saying, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, you teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. And what is that? That's a tent building business, right? That's how, it's fishing. That's how to build a tent. You're teaching someone how to do a business. You're teaching someone how to provide for themselves. And there's a lot of opportunities besides just giving people money that in business, we get to be generous. And why should we be generous? Why should we be generous as Christians? Because, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians, because it glorifies God. Paul says in verse 10, "Now God who provides seed for the sower and bread for the food will provide and multiply your supply of seed and will cause the harvest of your righteousness to grow." I love that. And Paul is acknowledging that it's God who is doing the work in us. And that reminds me or makes me think of a very important principle that someone told me once. And that is, until we realize that all the things that we have, the status in life that we obtain, the riches and wealth of this world that we get, whatever it is, small or large, it's because God has provided it for us. And until we realize everything we have was not because of our work, and it was not because of what we've done, but because of what God has given us, and that it's all His. Until we realize that, we are not going to be as generous as God wants us to be. It frees us to be generous with our finances, with our time, and with all these other areas that we're going to get into, when we realize it is all His. Not only is He the one who gives the increase, He's the one who is working in our lives, but above that, He redeemed us. He bought our lives. He bought all that we are by the blood of Jesus. And so it allows us, when we acknowledge that, to be generous, to give over abundantly. Another reason to be generous is it inspires others, like it said in verse 2. He talks about how the generosity of the Corinthians was stirring others up. When we're generous, It doesn't just bless the people we're generous to, but it inspires others to have that generosity, that generous spirit as well. And it creates a ripple effect, and it blesses more than just the people that we're generous to. So it glorifies God, it inspires other, and it just blesses so many people exponentially more than just the effort it took for you to be generous in that one individual act. So how can we be generous besides with money? We know how to be generous with money. We know how to write checks. We know how to give cash out. But one great way is with our time, especially in business. There's so many opportunities for us to be generous with our time. And before I get into that, I want to have a caveat that we also, and this might seem counterintuitive, but we need to be able to say no as well. Being generous with our time, biblically and spiritually based, does not mean that we say yes to everybody. And this is why, again, it's so important to have an accurate, clear vision of what God has called you to in life and to have goals set out, because then you can interpret and funnel through all these requests and all these opportunities that come up and all these requests of your time through this grid. And if it does not fit into the vision God's given you, if it's not fit into what God has called you to do, if it's not one of your goals that you feel God has put on your life to accomplish, then you need to say no to it. Because just because something in and of itself is good, if it is taking you away from what God has called you to do, it's a distraction. So I'm not saying, when I say be generous with your time, that you have to say yes to everything. On the contrary, you need to hone in on what God has called you to do. But He has called you in their business, in your culture, in your work culture, and wherever you are, to be a light. And so there's going to be opportunities for you to give of your time in those settings where you have an opportunity to be gracious and be merciful and to live out a testimony of Christ through generosity of time in those situations. And that's what you need to look for. And one of the ways you could be most generous is by mentoring somebody, spending a specific amount of time. Now, it's important to clarify and not have it just open-ended, unless you want it open-ended. But usually the best mentorships that I've seen or been a part of is it's for a specific amount of time. It's to accomplish something. There's specific guidelines. Maybe you meet once a week, maybe once a month for lunch, about a specific time over a period of a year. And the purpose is to develop your career or to coach you on one specific area, to train you in one discipline. But mentoring is such a great opportunity for you to step into an authoritative role and look and be able to have a authority figure over somebody where you can preach the gospel, where you can share Christ's love with them. You can be generous by that. By taking someone to lunch that has had a hard day, that somebody who seems like they're just going through a tough time, taking them to lunch and not spending that time catching up on work or catching up on emails or just spending some time for yourself, but taking those breaks to bless somebody else. You can be generous on your lunch break. Or even just talking for a few minutes with somebody you don't know, or somebody below you that feels like you can encourage them. I remember one time I was working at a company and I worked over by the finance department. It was a publicly traded company, which meant the CEO was over in the finance department once a quarter, all week long, to get ready for their report out. And one day he was walking by my cubicle and he just stopped and he asked what was I working on, who I was, introduced himself, asked who I was, and kind of found out more about me. And just being generous with a few minutes of the CEO's time really just started building rapport and made me think more of him. And that was just planting seeds where I was more open to what he had to say, was more open to his leadership style. Mm-hmm. So something just that simple of being generous with just a few extra minutes of your time can be such a blessing to people. Something you can also do is offer to help with some projects or ideas with something. Get involved with a project that seems like it's going sideways and just offer your talents and your gifts to see if you can help a few extra hours a week maybe or something like that. There's so many ways for us that we could be generous and not be self-serving with our time. that could be such a blessing and have such an impact on people. Another great way that we can take our time is offer help with the church community, especially if we have an amazing skill in business, if we're great accountants, if we're great with finance, things like that, if we're in real estate. There's going to be great opportunities for us to use those skills and apply those expertise that we have to the church community and bless our church. Maybe the church itself, the organization, maybe the pastor or the elder board or however you structure your church, or even just individuals in the congregation. You can help them out with that. You can help maybe some individual out or a startup company. Maybe you know somebody who's young wanting to start their own business. You can come alongside them and mentor them and help them with the areas that you can help, you have expertise in. So there's tons of ways for you to help with your time and be generous. Another way for you to be generous besides with money is with grace and mercy. Be over generous, be giving more grace and mercy than anybody else who is not a Christian. We should be known as the most gracious, merciful people. You know those people that it seems like no matter what, they always are there for you to be gracious, that is, to give you the good that you don't deserve, and mercy is to not carry out that punishment that you do deserve. We should be more gracious and more merciful than any non-Christian there is. We should just have that aura about us. We should have that personality. We should have that character trait about us. Paul talks about in chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you will reap generously. Just like in farming, when you throw out more seeds, it's more likely more plants are going to sprout up. So too, the more generous you are in more areas of life in business, the more opportunities you're going to have, the more you are going to reap. What the Bible says here is so true in business. The more you help people, the more they're willing to help you, the more connections you're going to make, the more favors you're going to be able to ask. If you're never helping other people, they're not going to want to help you. And what ends up happening is you start building such a great reputation that you start building up such a great brand yourself that you are that guy who's willing to help, that spend that extra few moments to spend that lunch helping build somebody up. You are so full of grace and mercy that you are so generous with your time in so many areas that you're willing to help, that people are going to feel the same about you and be willing to help you out when you need it. You are going to be blessed from that, and it's going to build up a repository for you to be blessed as well. So be generous, not just with your money, but with your time, with grace and mercy, and with whatever other areas God has called you. With that, we'll talk to you next time. God bless.